Good morning, everybody. Welcome here to Tech Beat Bites with my good friend Levi Lindsay that's going to join us today. But before I bring Levi into the conversation, just wanted to take care of a couple of housekeeping items. My name is Earl Foote. I am founder CEO of Nexus IT Consultants. Nexus IT is a white glove outsourced IT support and services firm with a heavy focus on compliance and cybersecurity. Based here in Northern Utah and serving a nationwide footprint and beyond. I did want to mention that, TechBeat is now available across all major podcasting platforms, and we would definitely appreciate, your support, subscribing there. It's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google, Pandora, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And certainly it's consumable in audio. You can even speed it up if you want to listen to these segments faster and digest all of the great takeaways that my friends and the leaders that come on to TechBeat share. I did want to mention that we will be doing some Q&A. So, feel free to pop questions or comments into whatever platform you're joining us from today. Levi and I will do our best to keep an eye on those and to answer those questions when they're relevant or towards the end of our little segment here. Let's see quickly. So everybody knows for upcoming episodes here on TechBeat, we've got Mindy Young and Nikki Walker who are going to be joining me. I think next week, I might be wrong. Keep an eye out for that. I can't keep up with all this stuff anymore, all the dates and times. But I believe that those two ladies are joining me next week. Mindy Young is Managing Director of Equality Utah, and Nikki Walker is over DEI down at Domo. We're going to do a DEI session, and I'm super excited about that. Let's see, Scott Paul coming up, Giselle Namati, Bassam Salem, Johnny Hanna, Tim Cooley, James Jensen, Garrett Clark and John Bowers from Silicon Slopes, and even more really great leaders and entrepreneurs that will be joining me here on TechBeat in the coming months. So keep an eye out for those segments. But for now, let's get to the guest and the man of the hour, my good buddy, Levi Lindsay. Levi, if you know Levi, he's one of those guys that is super humble and always a super fun guy to be around. And when you ask the guy for a detailed bio about himself, here's what you get. Levi is a sucker for his little girls. He has a blast making TikToks for a living at neighbor.com and hopes to change the mental health narrative as a co-founder of wearemind.org. All right. So welcome to TechBeat, Levi, my good friend.
Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here with me today. Quickly, I just want to say, I want to set the record straight that you are the guy that should have won Business Influencer of the Year for the Slopes Hall of Fame. And I totally goofed up. Like when I got up on stage, man, like honestly, I did not expect to win that. I 100% thought that you would win it. And so, I'd kind of thought about remarks a little bit, but I hadn't really because I really thought that you were going to be the guy standing on stage. And so I got up there and like, for one, I'm an introvert. Yes, I do a lot of stuff in the public eye, but that's because you have to be an ambassador for your brand and for your company, right? But naturally, I'm an introvert. So I got up there on stage. I went completely blank. And I meant to, shout out, give you some love, because I really thought you should have been sharing that stage with me. You are an amazing guy who does so much good in the community. You use, your influence to make a positive impact and to help people, be inspired on a daily basis. And I super appreciate that. So at minimum, we should have shared that stage, man.
Well, I've got a man crush on you, Earl. You know that. Ever since we had that first lunch, I was like, how could this CEO of this huge conglomerate with all these employees doing amazing things be this cool of a dude and this humble? You deserve to win. I'll reset the reset straight. Reset the record that shouldn't have been set straight in the first place.
I appreciate it, buddy. But with that kind of shirt, check out that shirt, man. I love that thing. And the pink Igor hat.
This is the, you can get this on levisoutfits.com.
Not to be confused with the jeans, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll do it first. So, you know, Levi, I know, you know, people look up to you, you know, people follow you, you know, across social media. You're a super creative guy, quirky, a lot of fun. You consistently have me, you know, belly rolling, with your posts and stuff. But, let's talk about, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, who Levi is, where you grew up, how you got to where you're at. So maybe just quickly, let's give a, you know, quick backstory to, Levi Lindsay.
You know, underneath the shirt, you find a man. Just kidding. I'm just.
Can we see? Can we see? We're live here, but
I was debating how many buttons I should unbutton. Just for you, Jeff Zim. I'll unbutton a couple buttons. I'm just a regular dude. I think I was always that guy in high school that was like jumping around from crowd to crowd and just loved meeting everybody. And, just, I love putting as many friends in my pocket as I can. I met my wife on Tinder and we got married, and then I moved down to St. George cause that was the only way she'd marry me. And I started my first business down there and then got a little taste of that. I remember I was watching like Law and Order or something on my TV while I had an employee that was making me money, and my phone was dinging, making me money. And I was like, oh yeah, this is entrepreneurship is it. And so I did that journey for a few years. And then, thankfully I got on LinkedIn to start selling my business. But what I found was a bunch of genuine people like you, Earl, that just want to meet people, and we help each other out, not in like an icky, you give me a referral, I'll give you one, just a, hey, how can I help? And so LinkedIn's been amazing. And then I started realizing that having a business is crazy hard, and started having panic attacks and started realizing, oh shoot, mental health is an actual thing. Started sharing about that. And then I realized I wasn't alone and there's other people struggling.
Cool, man. So I guess just first of all, you know, I have to thank you, you know, for being a champion for mental health. I mean, I think, you know, you and Nick have completely changed the narrative in Utah, around this topic, which, you know, frankly, in Utah, even recently, there's been some pretty archaic sort of ideas around mental health. Right. Not only that, but, you know, and I don't know that you know or not, but, you know, what you're doing and the narrative that, you know, that you've been helping to portray around mental health is being seen on a national level, you know, and it's beginning to change the narrative nationally. You know, so it's been really cool to, you know, see Utah begin to catch up, and then also, you know, see the waves start to ripple out of Utah. To help, you know, people understand that, look, we all deal with really difficult things, and granted, some deal on levels that you and I will never understand. But entrepreneurship, as you mentioned, it's not easy. Like there are so many intensely difficult moments of sadness and loss and uncertainty and, you know, feeling overwhelmed and not, you know, not capable as a leader, as a founder, as you know, a business owner and operator, right? I mean, there's so many difficult moments you deal with, and then those, the way they play in your, you know, play out in your personal life and all that, are just, you know, they're immense, right? And again, like, you and I aren't guys who are going to pretend that, you know, that the weight of entrepreneurship even compares to some of the, you know, significant real mental, you know, challenges that some people go through and the trauma that some people have been through. Right. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, this journey and, what you're doing tomorrow. So I know you've got an event that, you know, you and Nick through We Are Mind and then all of your community partners and stuff are putting on tomorrow. So maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's truly an event put on by a bunch of people that have ADHD. So it's, it's you know, everything's now finalized and we've got all the dates and everything. But tomorrow, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Clay Olson from Fight the New Drug is speaking. I'm actually pulling together my family to do a panel, which is going to be very interesting. I've got a sister who's a recruiter at an engineering company, is about 400 employees or so. She's right there, Mary Lindsay.
Yeah. Mary, you should definitely post those pictures of Levi in his high school outfits. We want to see those.
You do not. You don't want to see those up. Oversized Michael Jackson hats. and then my sister's a therapist. My brother owns a business down in Las Vegas. And so it should be an interesting panel. Alex Boyer singing. And, you know, we're just trying to raise money to provide free therapy to those that can't afford therapy. And also, in the meantime, break some of the stigma, start some conversations, and have a good time at the Young Living Auditorium tomorrow at 3 p.m.
All right. 3 to 6, right?
3 to 6. If you need a free ticket, Levi VIP, if you want to get the hookup.
All right. There you go.
And then you've got an event tomorrow, too, so you should dip your feet in both.
Yeah. You know, if you got time, we didn't mean to do this, but we ended up scheduling events on the same afternoon, the same exact time, 3 to 6 p.m. So we are 3 to 6 p.m. at Ginger Street, downtown Salt Lake. We're doing a fundraiser for the Ukraine conflict, for the Ukrainian people, through our partners, SoftServe. SoftServe is a global development firm. They have 3,000 employees in Ukraine. Some of those Ukrainian employees are here in Utah. and so we're going to put on a joint event. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity, and particularly how this Russian-Ukrainian conflict has caused the cybersecurity landscape to accelerate and evolve at a super rapid pace here over recent weeks. We're going to talk about new and emerging threats and what, you know, business leaders need to know about those and how they protect themselves. So we're going to do a short panel on that. It's not going to be long, you know, 20 minutes, you know, or so. Sergey, and I won't pretend to know how to say his last name, but he is a local vice president for SoftServe. He's Ukrainian. He's going to be talking about what's happening in his homeland and how we can support. SoftServe has a nonprofit that is raising money to help their employees and other Ukrainians with whatever needs that they might have. You know, some of that is helping them get out of the country, or you know, just day-to-day, you know, basic necessities, right? so we're going to be doing that tomorrow afternoon. So if you you know, hit up the We Are Mind event down at Young Living, and then you know, come up for the last hour or so of and by the way, it's going to be casual. The panel and the discussion with Sergey will be, you know, maybe a half hour, 40 minutes total, and then it's going to be a casual, you know, happy hour. Everybody hang out and create some connections and that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's what's going on. Tomorrow, both of us got some cool stuff going on, and you know, so maybe let's talk a little bit more. I know it's a, you know, sensitive topic, but I know you're a guy who is always open about sharing your own journey, you know, so that others can learn and benefit in the process. So maybe let's delve into a little bit more about why this topic has become so important to you and why you've become an ambassador for, you know, for it and helping to change the narrative.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, man, I thought mental health was like, I just was raised to think like, suck it up, rub some dirt on it, you know, classic. And then, you know, I saw my siblings struggle with mental health, and I was like, suck it up, dude. Like, come on, what, you can't deal with life? And then owning a business and having some of the, I think I had some unique challenges in my business that everyone faces, but certainly a little bit more on the extreme end with some of the founders. And so in that crux, my mental health just started declining rapidly. And I thought the more I work on the business, the better my situation will become. I stopped taking breaks. And then I started having panic attacks. And then I started thinking about Johnny Hanna, who's been open about mental health, Corey Stevens. And I was like, okay, this isn't abnormal. And so at least I didn't feel alone. And then I felt comfortable to open up myself because I saw these amazing people doing amazing things, that they were just human. And so I thought I could open up too. But things got worse and worse, man. And then I realized I can't heal from burnout or depression or figure out anxiety. Like, I can't even come up for air unless I leave the business. One night I was just like, you know, I think I just need to get out. So I asked my wife, and she just said, I want my husband back. And I said, that's my answer right there. That hit like a ton of bricks. I want my husband back. I was like, oh man, I totally let my business become my identity. And I was like, Levi, the entrepreneur, and I was nothing else. And I lost all joy for other things in life. And so it was time. And then after I left the business and started facing some of those demons I'd created, it got even more intense. But luckily I'm in a much better place now. But yeah, it all came to crux in my business, and that's when I started realizing it was a problem.
Certainly glad to hear that you're, you know, in a better place. And I want to talk maybe a little bit about, you know, kind of your formula and how you've, you know, found some better balance. But, you know, Jeff Zim, you know, comments and says, I've worked in LA and New York. Utah has been the only workplace I have encountered people being comfortable talking about mental health and vulnerability in general, which is super cool. Jeff, we're glad to hear that, you know, we're being pioneers here. And certainly, you know, Levi, you know, you've been a big part of that. And just to, you know, want to say hi to everybody who's joining us. We've got a nice audience here. My buddy Josh Pitts, that's joining us. My son Isaac Foot is on here with us. Your sister Mary, right? It's pronounced Mary, right?
Mary. Yep.
Anyways, so let's kind of come back here and talk about, you know, over the last year or so, as you've really been honing in on your own mental health. You know, what's working for you? What have you found that's been helpful?
I think just realizing my own limits. Like, when I was an entrepreneur, I had to be a lot of things I wasn't. I had to be the HR representative. I had to be the account executive. And if you've ever sold with me, you don't want me selling, because I'll be like, hey, here's the price. And then I'll immediately be like, or we could do half off, or, you know, let's just do this for free. So I wasn't a good salesman. I wasn't good with clients. Like, I was good with clients personably, but I loved people too much. I wanted to give them everything. And so I'd get stressed out. Being the HR person, same thing. Like, I would just want to please everybody. I'm just a creative mind. I found a lot of happiness in just realizing what I want to do and what I don't want to do. And coming into a creative director role has allowed me to just do what I love to do. And I've now found myself like really shining and coming back, because I get to just create and do fun things and make TV commercials and TikToks. And then, to be honest, medication. There's a little blue pill I take every night that probably saved my life this year. And it's just very simple and straightforward. And that one little chemical imbalance, just boosting that up a little bit, drastically changed my life this year.
That's great. You know, and I'm so glad that you're, you know, open enough to talk about that. I mean, again, you know, so much stigma around mental health, and I grew up the same way you did. You know, it was cowboy up, you know, dust off your knees, get back at it, you know, it's all in your head, you know, whatever. Right. And you know, it really hasn't been until recent years that I think that, you know, this space has been opened up for everybody to, you know, talk more openly about this. And, you know, the challenges of, you know, finding balance in your mental health is, you know, it's real, right? And you know, for many, like, there will still be people out there who say, oh, you got to take a pill so that you're good, right? Which, you know, to which I would say, whatever, you know, whatever works for you. And if the reality is, we know scientifically that a lot of mental health is a chemical imbalance in your brain, right? And you need some supplementation to help, you know, set that right so that you can hone in and focus and find the balance that you need. So I appreciate you, you know, sharing that piece of your journey. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, We Are Mind and the mission, you know, there, We Are Mind, and what you're trying to accomplish, you know, how others can get involved and help.
Yeah. You know, Nick and I just kind of like softballed it out there one day. Nick and I like formulated it, got a logo, kind of came up with the why, and then Nick posted something about it. And I was like, "Hey, Nick, did we launch Mind?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, sorry. I forgot to tell you, I just launched it." And I was like, "Cool." And then what I found, dude, is Mind isn't the movement. Everyone already like was thinking it. We just gave people a road to drive down, basically. Like the cars were driving around and they were like, "Ooh, look, a road we can all go down." And then we all came together. And so like the thought bubble started popping up on people's names all over LinkedIn. And we were like, "Oh man, there's like 100 of them." And they were like, "Oh man, there's 200. And then we're like, we couldn't count anymore, and we still can't count. And the best thing is getting like invites from people with the thought bubble. And they're like, "Hey, have you heard of Mind?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I've heard of it." So it's that thought bubble's become a symbol, much like the rainbow flag or the pink ribbon for breast cancer. It's become a symbol to say, "Hey, it's okay to not be okay. Mental health is a real thing. Let's talk about it." And so it's been cool. And then we throw to every now and then I get a little more ambitious and throw an event. And thankfully, Lindsay Ivey's around to hone me in and actually help accomplish a lot of this. And so we'll throw an event every now and then to raise some funds. And so, yeah, it's been awesome.
Super cool. I want to talk a little bit more about maybe the future of, you know, what you're going to do with Mind, but I wanted to hone in on something you said kind of in your last answer, and I kind of forgot about it. And that was your first point. Basically you kind of expressed that, you know, once you were able to bring yourself back into authenticity with your true self, that, you know, you were able to find a lot more balance, you know, in your journey and your search for mental health. I think that's a heck of a lesson, you know, and that's really one of the founder's dilemmas is like, when you're a founder, you don't have the luxury of just saying, "I'm going to be this one position," usually, unless you have a really big founding team, right? Right. Otherwise, like, you've got to wear a lot of hats. You are, you know, you're managing finance, you're managing HR, you are hiring, you are marketing and selling, and you're managing operations and culture and vision and future and roadmap and all that stuff, right? And for many of us, you know, all of those roles are not natural fits, right? And I think that dilemma, and it's not just founders, it's leaders, it's people in their career that, you know, are, and that's reality of life. Oftentimes we're placed into situations in the reality of career, we're placed into situations where maybe it's not our natural state of being. Maybe it's not where we're most comfortable. And certainly those things can cause some, you know, some stress, right? Some anxiety that kind of pull us out of our comfort zone. And so I think, you know, just kudos for kind of honing in on that point of as you're able to, and I think that's it's a lifelong journey for all of us to kind of discover who we are, you know, where we really thrive, right? And then really hone in on how we create that space for ourselves. And sometimes, you know, the reality is career or business, you know, requires you to step outside of that. But the more that you can kind of operate in that natural space, certainly we should all be focusing, you know, one of my core values, one of our core values as a business is the practice of a growth mindset. So, you know, stretching yourself, you know, helps you grow, of course, but maybe not to a point where you're on the verge of mental breakdown in the process, right? You know, if you have any comments you want to add to that, feel free. And then, you know, tell us a little bit about the future of what the vision is with We Are Mind and, you know, what you and Nick are hoping to pull off, you know, say, you know, 5 years down the road here.
Yeah. First of all, what you were just saying about living in our natural state. I love that chart. Have you seen that flow zone chart where it's like, if you go above a certain level, it's anxiety. If you go below a certain level, it's like non-growth. And then there's that flow zone where it's like, you're being tested to your abilities, but you're not like stretching yourself to the point of breaking. I love Jim Carrey has a really cool quote about depression. He says, depression is often your body telling yourself, it's sick of playing the character. I butchered that cause I paraphrased it, but it's basically like depression is yourself telling yourself, like, I'm sick of playing this character. I'm sick of like trying to do all these things I don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So tell us about future. What are you working on for We Are Mind?
You know, we're in the process. We filed for 501c3 status, so that we can start raising some big dollars. So we can start taking on some big donation money. Clay Olson from Fight the New Drug and Impact Suite is kind of helping us navigate that world as we dive in. And hopefully we just continue to be that road. Everything we do, we just want to be that road for starting mental health conversations and hopefully along the way creating impact by providing free therapy.
Yeah. I mean, the free therapy is huge because, you know, therapy is not cheap. I've been to my own, therapy sessions. I've been to, you know, marital counseling sessions and, you know, family counseling sessions and all that kind of stuff. Right. And usually you're at minimum $150 an hour, maybe $250 plus. Right. That's hard to afford, you know, for the majority of the population. So that's a huge thing that, you know, that you and Nick are doing and the vision there. It's super cool to hear that you're ramping up and taking it to the next level, you know, creating a full 501c3 and trying to, you know, extend your impact and make more ripples. Congrats congrats and thank you really. So just a couple of quick comments. We're getting a lot of cool comments here, you know, flowing in. Several people asking about recording. This will be recorded. In fact, it will be live as soon as we wrap up here, here on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and on Facebook. And it will be, our marketing department will also do a blog post in the coming days on our Nexus IT website and new posts that will go out on social media and YouTube as well. Just count on that. Cindy Hollingsworth asks if you could possibly send that flow chart. So Levi, there's some homework for you. If you, once we wrap up, if you can find that flow chart, I've seen it. It's been a number of years since I've seen it. Might be a good follow-up post or something, for us.
I got it. It's in my camera roll. I'll dig it out.
Cool. Awesome. All right. So, wrapping up kind of the mental health topic and just moving into, the man, the myth, the genius that is Levi Lindsay, let's talk a little bit more about the creative side of you and, the marketing genius that's in you. I've seen some of the stuff that you've done and, I am always blown away. And again, just, rolling on the floor, with it, but talk a little bit about how businesses, the reality is, startups, particularly if you're a bootstrap startup, you're not going to have much, to plow into marketing, but creating a brand and creating awareness of that brand is extremely important, to finding traction and success in business. So maybe what are some of the formulas you've found? What are some of the hacks that you found for, doing marketing on the cheap, effective marketing on the cheap that, really works for you?
We are living in a really cool time where virality is cheaper than it's ever been for a business. Back in the day, it was like we all kind of saw the gold rush with YouTube, with Squatty Potty and Purple and all that stuff. And we all started making really expensive $500,000, $1 million YouTube productions. And there's still a place for those, and those are great for conversion, and you need to get to the point where you're spending a lot of cash on content. But with your iPhone these days, like at Kizik, it blew my mind, dude. I wasn't really trying to do much other than just film a goofy video one Saturday morning took me a half an hour to film and edit, threw it up, 1.2 million organic views in the first day, over 100,000 likes. All the comments are genius marketing. And it's like, dude, that took me a half an hour on my phone. It was free. It didn't cost anything to make. 1.2 million views. We paid a TikTok creator a couple hundred bucks. It had like 3 million organic views within a couple days. So right now it's, the thing about that though, is videos are now living like a 1 to 2 week life. And so the key is to find lots of different creators, create a lot yourself, and just be posting, and have others posting. If you can adopt that strategy, you can win today on a very low budget. And then you can get to the medium productions that kind of last you a month or so. And then you can get to the top level productions that can last you like a year, but you got to just be pumping stuff out on your phone. It's much more about storytelling these days than it is about the quality of your production.
Yeah. I mean, when so many people are consuming on, you know, small screens, like the quality doesn't really, it's rarely very noticeable anyways. Right.
And we're immune to quality. Like you see a quality video and you're like ad, and your finger just jerks. Cause you're like, it's like here at blah, blah, blah. We believe in, you're like, boop, ad. And yep. We have control now. And so we're really just looking for authenticity these days, and brands that can talk like humans to humans. Those are the ones that are going to win.
Yeah, totally. That's such an important, takeaway to hone in on there, you know, authenticity is so important. And yeah, you know, if the video is too well polished, if the lighting's too good and the sound's too great, you know, and the verbiage is, you know, too on point, you know, sometimes it's just like, whatever, we tune out, whatever, go away, you know? But then you get this quirky, funny guy with his pink hat, you know, that's, skating around on Croc Heelys and talking about mental health, right? That's authentic. That's real, you know? People identify with that. So, genius there. By the way, I've got to pick your brain a little bit on TikTok strategy. I don't know how, a cyber, company, especially in TikTok, has not been traditionally the beacon of cybersecurity per se. So, I got to pick your brain about how a cybersecurity outsourced IT company, you know, leverages TikTok and has some success with it while not exposing ourselves to the threats that lie out there. So as we wind down here, just if you have any, remaining comments or questions you want to throw out there, feel free to add those in. Real quick, everybody who's, on here at 12 o'clock, we're doing Taco Tuesday down at the light in this damn studio goes off after, dude, I don't know how long.
I like it. That was perfect. It was like mood lighting. Perfect. Oh, by the way, Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. It's too bad we're not done yet. That's the problem. And now I'm sitting here in this dark studio with, I don't know, this
lip face. I like it. It's moody. It's a vibe, Earl. I like it.
Right. So I don't know if I move my arm. There we go. There's the light. Okay. back to Taco Tuesday. So Paul Sheehan had this crazy idea. He's a taco fiend. A lot of you know Paul. He's another marketing genius, super creative guy. That's just a lot of fun. And he loves to go get tacos. So he decided, why don't we just invite all of Utah out and have, a big taco party. So we're doing that at noon at the Slopes Event Center down at Draper. Just come out, have some tacos with us. It is actually Paul's birthday. He doesn't want people to know that, but we're going to celebrate Paul's birthday on Taco Tuesday today. I know you're going to try to make it down there as well, Levi. Hopefully, you can be there. So come see Levi, follow up on today's conversation with him, down at Taco Tuesday at Slopes Event Center in Draper at noon. Let's see, Levi, as we kind of sign off, what are your final thoughts of, another piece of advice that you think, will help people, whether it's mental health or career or leadership, what's something else that you've learned in your journey that you think would be helpful?
I think if you, most people I think are going to take away from this my shirt, based on the comments. But if besides my shirt, if you take away one thing, I love the quote, when we stop struggling, we float. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Relax, man. It's okay to take some medicine if you're feeling stressed, and it's okay to change paths if you're feeling stressed. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. It's great to grow, but it's also not great to bend us past our own capacity. So,
yeah, 100%. And I, you know, founders and I think, you know, Utah in general, but it's not just Utah, it's achievers. We have this, you know, this innate desire to continually be rising to new heights, and sometimes, you know, stretching ourselves too far and too thin. So a really good piece of advice, you know, I mean, like, you know, be kind to yourself in your own journey, and realize that, you know, growth is great, but growth at the right pace is even better. Don't push yourself to the brink of mental breakdown in the process, right?
That was a nugget. Growth is great, but growth at the right pace is even better. Boom.
Boom. Where's the mic? Right there.
Oh, you're right.
I'm not going to smack it. It'd be annoying.
Love that.
All right, buddy. Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us here for this segment of Tech Beat Bites. I'm so happy to have spent this time with my good buddy, Levi Lindsay. Happy to have had you all here with us this morning. Hope to see you at Taco Tuesday, at the We Are Mind event down at Unique Foundation.
Young Living.
My bad. Young Living in Lehigh. Yep. I knew it was Y. I got it wrong. Young Living in Lehigh, and then our event at Ginger Street, cybersecurity risk event, talking about talking about and raising funds for the Ukrainian people. So, all right, buddy, thank you. Any final comments before we sign off?
No, just thanks for having me, and thank you all for joining. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We're going to sign off. We'll see you all later.